Generate is supporting my vision to improve the financial literacy of 100,000 Kiwis by sponsoring Keep the Change. Cheers, Generate. Head to generatekiwisaver.co.nz/change to find out more. Getting in the KiwiSaver fund that suits you and your situation is key to making sure you're maximising your investment. Generate are an award-winning KiwiSaver provider with a track record of long-term performance, and they can help you do exactly this. Their advisors can meet with you to talk about all your options when it comes to KiwiSaver to help you decide what's best for you. Too many people never get KiwiSaver advice, but not you. Go to generatekiwisaver.co.nz/change to book a no-obligation chat with a Generate advisor. A copy of the product disclosure statement is available at generatekiwisaver.co.nz. The issuer of the scheme is Generate Investment Management Limited. And of course, past performance does not guarantee future returns. You know I be doing this thing for fun. You know I keeping this shit 100. You know I was raised in the south on 9. You know I gotta make hay while the sun still shines. Welcome back. You are listening to another episode of keepthechange.co.nz's Money Mail. Nico Jones, you know I, bringing you in there. Kiwi guy, and often sends through his tunes and says, feel free to use this as an intro. So there you go. That's exactly what I do. Hopefully you've been keeping well. It feels like an age since I've sat down to record a Money Mail. Shit, I've had a busy schedule. I'm not going to bore you with all of that because it's Wednesday, 1 p.m. I wrote this probably Monday last week, to go out Friday. It's gone out, and now I have to get this out. Well, I want to get it out before Thursday, 11 a.m.-ish, because you know what's coming, and that is GDP data, and that's going to tell us whether we are, in fact, in a recession or not. If you're listening to this after that, well, you're going to get to listen with the hindsight of what the actual result is, but in this Money Mail lesson, I am again encouraging people to think beyond what's about to happen, because I believe two things are going to happen. Tomorrow we're going to find out we're in a recession, or you're going to find out that we're not, but the data will be revised in the future as it was last year, and you will learn that you were in fact in a recession, and we have been the whole time, but the current quarter we're in is very tough. How can I have so much conviction around this? Every day I get to work with small business owners. I get to look at their numbers. I get to see what is happening. I get to sense what you're telling me. I'm having conversations with everyday people. Keep the Change is at the size now where it's 40,000 Instagram followers. That's effectively 1 in 10 Kiwis. Sorry, 1 in 100, sorry. We're not nowhere near 1 in 10 yet. But one, and sure, there'll be some international and whatnot, but 1 in 100 people. And that gives me... But and you'd be like, well, hang on, no, it's not, because we've got a 5.5 million person population. Strip out the older people, strip out the younger people that won't even be thinking about this stuff yet. And it gives us sort of that 4 million-ish type Kiwis that are probably in that area of their life where they are more having to think about what's going on with money. They're either just starting to make it, they are thinking about retirement, those sorts of things, right? So I reckon that's about 4 million people. 40,000 followers, divide that by 4 million, bang, you've got around 1 in 100 people. So I get a good gauge from people of what's going on, but more so the business data in the SME space. And I'll show you some of this too, because basically what we need to have a technical recession is two negative quarters of growth. Now, we looked at this last year because we went into a recession, then we didn't, then it was confirmed that we were. So I'm saying we must be in a recession. Now, from what I've seen so far, no one's really calling it yet. I called it, I think, December. I've already got a screenshot ready to go. I'm that confident, and you're going to get to listen to this with the actual information. I'm that confident that I've already got a post ready to go for as soon as the recession data is confirmed tomorrow, so that I can say, here's the things to think about again. But it's just copy and paste from last year, because we just got to keep rumbling, right? But anyway, I'm going to look like a fool if I've completely got this wrong, but I do think that even if it's not a technical recession, it's fucking tough out there. So I've called this, we must be in a recession, brackets, again. When I look back at the last quarter of 2023, I read and see pain. Here are a few examples. Black Friday sales were down. Retail New Zealand says Black Friday sales were down by about 10% in 2023. Retail sales were down. The total volume of retail sales fell 1.9% in the December 2023 quarter compared to figures, according to figures released by Statistics New Zealand. So Black Friday down, total volumes of retail sales fell. If volumes are falling, then the total sale amount will decrease too, because remember that things have become more expensive. So things can increase in price or revenue can increase, but really the volume might be dropping. So retail is seeing a drop in volume, which means that the numbers surely have to be decreasing as well. Then if we look to our mates at Xero, small business insights that they run for across all of their data set, which is epic data because it's live and they can look at it all the time on dashboards and shit. But anyway, they say sales fell an average of 0.3% year on year in the 3 months to December, including a sharp 1.9% fall in the month of December. Small businesses in aggregate have been selling fewer goods and services than a year ago for 13 of the past 14 months. If that's not a recession, I don't really know what is. And that's a big data set because it's hundreds of thousands of small businesses that they can get their data, put it all together, and then get a good insight based on different industries, but as an overall view of the economy. And I'm a pretty simple guy, and I'm no expert in economics nor gross domestic product, which is GDP, but that doesn't look or sound good to me, and it probably doesn't to you either. But of course, there are many other things that do contribute to and make up GDP of a country like New Zealand, but I like to focus on consumer behaviour because I feel like that is the output of how a lot of the rest of the economy is going. What I mean by that is I've always been fascinated by what people will do, not just what they'll say. So now, for instance, people are going back to buy now, pay later. So that's what they are doing. They're actually doing that. So I watch what they do because they're obviously running out of money. 480,000 Kiwis are now behind on some form of debt. It's at a new record because what are they doing? Well, they are reaching a point where they can't afford to pay for things, so they're now getting behind on their bills. Now, Kiwis aren't spending as much at Black Friday. Kiwis aren't buying as much in retail, and businesses can't sell as much as they used to for the last 13 or the last 14 months across New Zealand. If that's not recessionary, then I don't really know what is. But that feeling isn't data, right? But it doesn't feel good what's happening out there at the moment. Now, the recent OCR announcement was around, hey, what's going to happen with interest rates, and the Reserve Bank are going to keep it flat. But the one thing that I picked up when reading the latest OCR announcement is that the Reserve Bank expects the GDP data for December, because remember what we're talking about here is the December quarter. You're thinking, well, mate, it's nearly your birthday. It's nearly the end of March, and it's nearly the new financial year, baby. What's up now? Tax time. Cannot wait. So you're probably thinking, what the hell? But we don't get this data until 2.5 months later. Is that ridiculous? Well, yeah. Like, imagine if you had to wait 2.5 months for your NCA results. Maybe you do. I don't know. I can't remember those days. But we don't get this data till well after. But the Reserve Bank, you would assume, surely they've got this data. Like, surely they know what's going on. They got the last set wrong. But anyway, in their latest announcement, they have predictions as such of where they see inflation, GDP, all that stuff being. Now, they say that the December quarter is going to be 0.0%. Okay, so not even up 0.1% or down negative 0.1, a perfect 0%. Because what does that do? Well, that keeps us out of a recession because it's not a negative. Well, what's the rule? Anything that ends in a zero must be a lie, right? Or not entirely accurate. So I don't want to get too conspiracy on you and pretend like maybe they do know what it is and they didn't put it in there because then they don't want the media to pick up on it. Everyone's talking about shit. The Reserve Bank are predicting that we're back into a recession. But I don't know, man. Anything that ends in a zero always seems a little bit fishy to me. How could, in these economic times we're in, we have perfectly flat, no growth, 0.0%? Gee whiz, I don't know. But we get to find out tomorrow. Whilst most writers were focusing on the OCR and interest rates because they are biased towards their own position of hoping for lower interest rates due to their own debt levels, I was trying to figure out where the economy is going. Just on that, it's very evident if you go on LinkedIn, social media, economists writing scribbles post the OCR stuff coming out, and they're like, great news for homeowners, your interest rate's not going to go up, the OCR stayed flat. You almost want to say, hey, can you please disclose how much debt you have so that I can read this with no bias, but that's not what we do, right? So, yes, it's great that for mortgage borrowers that interest rates aren't going up, but there's never any, but you know, the downside is, hey, maybe we're not going to get on top of inflation as long, you know, as quick as we could have. And we've now had inflation for over 3 years outside of the acceptable bracket, and we're celebrating, yes, the OCR stayed flat. Well, I'm pretty sure there's a heap of Kiwis that are still pretty gutted that they've been fucked by inflation for 3 whole years. So maybe, you know, cool, we get to celebrate that because our interest rates aren't going to go up, but we're still going to get smacked up by inflation if we can't get on top of it, right? But it's just an interesting thing to keep an eye on when you read these posts from people that are like, right, OCR announcement, I better say this is what it means for Kiwis. Well, does it mean that for Kiwis, mate? Or does it actually mean it for your position because you're leveraged up to shit and you want to talk about how it's great news for Kiwis that the OCR stayed flat, but really, you're writing it from your own angle of, I got a lot of debt, I'm pretty glad. What it should say is, great news for me, because I've got a lot of debt. The OCR didn't move, it stayed flat. But anyway, that's a tangent. Tomorrow, on the 21st of March, when Statistics New Zealand release the latest GDP data, we will know again whether we are in a technical recession. A technical recession is 2 negative quarters of GDP, basically GDP going backwards 2 quarters in a row. So no growth going on, right? It's a case of deja vu for you and I, because we learned about this last year when I warned you that the flashing red headlines were coming. We entered a recession, then we kind of didn't. Remember, on Instagram, it sort of blew up. People are sending it around like, shit, keep the change, quarter. We are in a recession. Holy, what's going on? Then it was like, oh, Labour suck. Fucking knew this was going to happen. Oh, everyone should vote for National, et cetera, et cetera. Round and round it went. And then that died down. Then it basically was said that, no, we're not in a recession. The numbers got revised again. Then they got revised again. So it gets very confusing, right? Because the data isn't entirely accurate and it continues to get revised into the future. But the data is now sort of set. Back then, if you look back, we did enter a technical recession based on what is printed at the moment. So March 2023 was negative 0.1 to confirm a recession. But then it was revised to 0.0, which means that technically we weren't in a recession, even though what's the difference between negative 0.1 and 0? Well, 0.1, however, that's the difference between a recession or not. Then then we weren't in a recession, but then they revised the data again, and hello, March was negative 0.2. So we did have a recession in 2023. But here we go again. On the 21st of March, if that 0.0% is a lie, perhaps we will be in a recession. However, please remember, it started in July 2023, as that's when the first quarter of GDP was negative. So the September 2023 quarter was negative 0.3%. That means that if we have a negative print for December, then we're going to have a recession. But the September quarter really started July, August, September, right? So again, on the 21st of March, maybe tomorrow if you're listening to this on the Wednesday, or whenever, when you see whatever this data is and say the big red flashing lights come for us and it's fucking New Zealand's in a recession, it didn't just start today or when the media tell you it started. It started in July last year. That's when the economy started to slow down again and we're not seeing the growth in the economy. Again, you've learned on Keep the Change as well. You strip out all the people coming into New Zealand that are artificially, as such, propping up the GDP because they're having to spend, they're having to transact, they're having to buy new things and whatnot. You strip them out and shit, we are in a deep recession. But I think what's more alarming is that the unfortunate thing is that this current quarter, which ends 31 March 2024, we're not going to get that data until probably June. But this quarter feels weaker. And that's the conversations that I'm having with everyday people and with businesses, and the numbers and the data is there to back it up. January was a terribly slow month for business from what I saw. Cash flow was getting tighter too. I spoke to a business owner this week whose profit for the year will be $100,000 less than it was the year before. It's not an overly big business. It's a run-of-the-mill standard business that people would love to run, and their profit is going to come back by 100 $1,000. Now, that's pretty rare from what I've seen to be at that extent, but there's definitely businesses that don't have the profitability that they did in 2023 financial year. So we're about to finish the 2024 financial year. But what it means for this business owner is that that's effectively $33,000 of tax that they don't need to pay because they don't have that same level of profitability. So then I'm helping them decide what tax payments they need to make and when, and whether they need to make one in May, because a lot of businesses in New Zealand pay tax in May. So the way we do tax advice is not just pay based on last year, it's pay based on the current year. What's the current year saying? Okay, the advice is do, don't pay. So I'm saying hold tight, you don't need to pay based on the profitability decreasing in your business. If you need a better accountant, nextadvisory.nz, check out the What's Next podcast, maybe do some learning what Phil and I are like over there, and you can get on board if you need a better one. But basically, where I'm going with that is that that's then less tax money paid to the governmento. What are they promising? Well, tax cuts and all sorts of shit, fixing everything, right? And again, I'm not into the red, blue, which is the best one, whatever. The red one led to the blue one, and the blue one leads to the red one, and it goes on and on, right? I think it's a really good lesson to remember too, is that people can whinge about the current government, or you can whinge about the prior one, but the one before that led to that one. So the red one led to this blue one, and the blue one's going to lead to one at some stage as well. Now, normally they lead to themselves staying in for 9 years, but the last period was only 6 years for the red one. But people can complain about what we're having to put up with now with Winston Peters and all this stuff, but the last government also led to that. So that's what happens. People go, I'll accept that, I'll accept that, I won't accept that, give me change. I'll accept that, I'll accept that, I'll accept that, I won't accept that anymore, give me change. And it just shows you, when you look at it like that, you know, you can start to look at these things a little bit differently, because you realize it's not so much about you and your opinions and what you're going to put on social media. Focus on your shit, because eventually the current government are going to lead to another one. So it's probably not as important as you think it is to waste all that time fighting with people about it and trying to defend your political position when you realize the country are going to turn against you soon anyway, and it'll move back to a different form of government. So when I learned that concept of, it's actually an American teaching, was basically the prior president leads to the current president, and the current president leads to the next president. And when you learn that, you kind of can't unlearn it, and it really mind fucks you a little bit of how you then start to look at politics going forward. But again, another tangent. Gee, we've had a few here today, but the tax take is going to decrease, because if my client is having a $100,000 less profitable year, what's happening to some of these bigger companies? Now, I saw, who was the company this morning that put out some results? But we've seen what's happening in the media, right? Like, their profit is not even there. So then they're not even going to have any tax to pay. So that's going to be really tricky for a government to budget when a slowing economy is suggesting less profitability, therefore less tax take, therefore less they can spend that money on. That starts to create a bit of a vicious cycle of, oh, maybe we can't do that project because we just can't afford it. All roads lead eventually back to you and I have to figure out, okay, what's my household budget look like? What's my budget look like? What am I going to need? Well, if there's a shortfall, I better figure out how to pay for it. If I rely on government subsidies or government income, if that's my business, I'm looking at that going, that's shaky ground now. That is shaky ground. Nothing is ever certain in business or in income. Things can change, right? So just like a client can leave me and then I can't count on that money anymore coming in, an income stream could decrease or not be there for you. Saw a story yesterday, someone was made redundant. Now they're struggling to get back into a role because the market's just not there. So we all have to be on our toes. And at the start of the year, I said, how to smack up 2024. We want to be like Nick Kyrgios, or Kyrgios, however you want to pronounce it. Guy can play tennis. What's he do? On his toes. We all need to be on our toes, because even the government are on their toes. The economy's slowing down on them. Businesses are becoming less profitable. People are starting to lose their jobs. What's that all going to mean? Well, the tax take is naturally going to decrease. Now, nominally, it may stay up because of inflation and things like that, but the real terms of what it can buy and what it can purchase and who it can help is going to decrease. So the government are going to struggle to balance their books, just like all of us are having to think about. So we're into some really, really tricky times, but we got away from the GDP data for a second there. But our cash flow was getting tighter for businesses in January. Things are still testy for businesses. And just remember as well, I'm not doom and gloom. I look at the data. I'm a realist and a what am I seeing? What conversations am I having? Then I know a bit of that is happening. But remember that everyday Kiwis were still buying in January, but they were also starting to put it on tick. And now they're getting behind. Again, that's just data. You know, that's not me just making it up. That's Centrix data saying, shit, we've got 480,000 Kiwis that are behind on stuff. Buy now, pay later is increasing in terms of the people that are behind on it. Eventually, you know, these people can't keep spending and their behaviors will have to change. There are restructures and liquidations. Earnings seasons for our large New Zealand businesses were brutal. People are changing their behaviors out of necessity. More people are exploring ways to increase their income. It's really tricky out there at the moment, and I feel like we are entering the eye of the storm. I was actually talking to Mikey very briefly this morning, and I said, can you remember how many conversations we had when we were working our weekends to help other people last year? You know, we were in here, and we'd jump off the mic, and I'd say, man, I think we're just so early with this content, eh? It's not here yet. And I said to Mikey before, I think we're finally here. So I think we're really entering the eye of the storm. So get ready for more flashing lights, more flashing red signs and more headlines and things like that, because fear sells. And what else did I tell you in the 2024 pod at the start of the year? Media companies' revenue is going to struggle. Didn't realize it was as bad as it is, where they're going to fucking start binning jobs and actually just shutting their news off and turning TV programs off. But that's literally what we're in. And shout out to those people. I hope you're doing okay. I'm not celebrating that at all. I don't want to celebrate anybody who's losing their role, but that's the reality of the economy that we are watching. But I said to you, well, they're going to have to sell more fear because that's what we're attracted to. So of course, we're not just going to pretend a recession's not happening if it is happening just so that people don't freak out. It's like, fuck yeah, this is great news. Bang, just like last time, it went nuts all over social media and 72 hours later, everyone's forgotten, you carry on with your life. That's, I think, the thing to remember. Fear sells, but you don't have to keep buying into that from the media and from other people. Sometimes I feel bad because I'll talk to my own clients and they're like, mate, if I could so doom and gloom with all these stats you're posting. And I'm like, shit, I don't want to be like that. And I'm like, that's not, I'm just trying to give you the actual data to back up why you're feeling like you're feeling with what's actually happening out there. But hey, here's what we're doing. Here's what we're still pushing into these headwinds, etc., and try and give them the motivation to keep carrying on. And I think we all need that and not just get stuck in the doom loop of, holy shit, it's hard. Like, when's it going to end? And we stay there, right? So be ready because fear will sell and we're attracted to it. The headlines will keep coming and the worry will be deep inside all of us. If you can't handle them, focus on what you can control and keep moving forward. Regardless of what we learn on the 21st of March or tomorrow, as I always say, zoom out. It's going to be a cold winter economically and we will all feel the chill, but summer eventually returns. And how beautiful actually is it to get to live through an economic cycle like this where we get to learn so much? I said that to Mikey as well today, at just what I'm actually getting to see and learn from what's happening across different clients and businesses that I'm working with. We get to bank these lessons, all of us. So remember what you're learning through this period too. And you're learning so much about inflation and interest rates and how crazy people went with money when it was available and how, you know, there was payments, cost of living payments. And people were like, yeah, $350, this will fix everything. Well, 18 months later, inflation's still, you know, outside that accepted bracket of 1% to 3%, but the payments stopped. Was that a good idea? Was it not? Who knows? But we got to see all of this different stuff and how we'd react to it. It's testing us mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and probably even sexually. So just embrace it a little bit as well, because what do you learn when an economy's just humming along all the time? Yeah, you're going to learn some stuff, but now we really get to learn some shit. Like, now we're going to have to watch a government go in and go, right, well, the tax takes decreasing. We don't have the money that we thought we were going to have. we've got to make some hard choices. Now, that's not going to be popular. And who knows? Like, maybe they don't get through to a second term. Maybe we don't even see Luxon get to the end of a second term because we all go, well, you were the business guy, man. We thought you were going to solve this. You said that you guys could solve it. And they just may not have the money to do it. Or maybe, in fact, we go, you know what we can do? We need to tell the Kiwi public that we need more debt so that we can finance some of these deficits and so that we can actually keep spending and doing different things. Because regardless of what's happening in the economy, the water infrastructure is struggling, so is the roads, so is so many different areas of the country. So that money's still going to have to get spent at some stage, and we're going to have some realistic conversations around how we pay for that. Now, when an economy's humming and the tax increasing and whatnot, we can probably do that and keep, you know, thinking about what we've got a never-ending pile of cash. But as things start to slow down and go the other way, then perhaps maybe we can't. So it's going to be very interesting to watch, and we're all going to get some lessons if we can look down on what's happening instead of just looking at our situation and inside our two shoes and just look at what's happening around you. You're going to learn so much, and no one can take those lessons from you. So my challenge to you is that it's about to be very, very cold economically out there. More people are going to lose their jobs, be flashing headlines, probably deep into a recession. We're in a per capita recession anyway, et cetera, et cetera. It's not easy. Interest rates are still high. People are getting squeezed. But zoom out and think longer term. As people get ready for the winter because it gets colder, I like to start getting ready for the summer. I like to start thinking about, by the time I get to winter, I'm like, fucking winter's here, let's roll through it. What's going to be happening in the summer? I start planning ahead. I start having those meetings already. I start thinking about those things. And that's different for each of us. But summer will eventually return in the economy. So start getting yourself ready now for when things turn. Prepare in the winter for the summer. Most people prepare on the first day of winter for winter. Try and get a jump on them. Be ahead of that. Start preparing in the winter for the summer. If you like your fitness and you're a bit of a rig freak, rig man or woman, you understand this because we always say in the training world that summer bodies are built in the winter. Well, maybe summer businesses will be built in the winter too. Maybe the summer version of you will be built in the winter. So don't ignore nor not take the opportunity that you're in this winter to learn to get yourself ready. And this is going to keep us looking further ahead rather than the here and now. Because as I remind you before, if we find out that we're in a recession tomorrow, it started in July last year. So does it really matter that nearly 12 months later in March, we find out that we're in a bloody recession? Is that you're going to freak out and be like, oh my God, fucking here we are. It's all happening. Well, it started in July last year. It's just a technical recession. We got to roll on. Think about our man Warren Buffett. What did he do during the 14 recessions that he lived through? Do you think that he went on holiday and did nothing, waiting for the good times to come back? I doubt it. Did the best athletes in the world give up on their careers when the world shut down due to the vid? Didn't want to say the word. I think podcasts and stuff censor it these days. I doubt it. I doubt that the best athletes in the country and in the world were like, oh, well, that's it. Done for my career now. There's no point training anymore. I might as well just get fat and do nothing and be real shit at what I used to be real good at. I doubt it. When the headwinds get stronger, don't stop peddling. Yes, progress is slower and harder, but those who stop peddling consistently will fall further behind. A reminder from Money Mail 163. I think we're at 201 now. Here's two quotes I've come across that really stuck out to me. You can make more ground on your competitors in a difficult time than when times are good. That's when it's almost too easy for everyone to be successful. Quote two, you cannot overtake 15 cars in sunny weather, but you can when it's raining. So get yourself ready for the summer that will eventually return. See you next week when we know whether we are in a recession or not. Be bold. You're one of over 9,850 recipients, about 5,000 on LinkedIn now too, 40,000 Instagram followers. If you're not following on Instagram, there's a stack of content over there. I tell you what, most people that follow on Instagram, no, I shouldn't say most, but it's very evident that people who do follow on Instagram who comment on shit or message me where I'm like, yeah, don't listen to the pod. Because you can just tell that the baseline understanding is not there. So shout out to all of you who do listen and who are trying to learn and improve your situation. I respect you so much. The KTC podcast had over 78,500 downloads in February. Did you know total retail spending dropped 1.8% on a seasonally adjusted basis in February? So even more data from Statistics New Zealand to say what I was telling you at the very top, that data doesn't tell us good things for retail spending. So yes, we might be in a recession and we might find out tomorrow, the 21st of March, but gee whiz, I reckon that this March quarter that we're in from January 1st to 31 March, I reckon that's going to be very, very ugly when that data finally comes out. I hope that that got you thinking. It took me way longer to explain that 30 minutes than I thought it was going to. Anyway, I got some cool shit to do. I'm off to a meeting around a potential sponsor of the podcast. Hey, I'm preparing for the summer in the winter. Let's go.
Yeah, look, right off the top like Tupac, kicking and push like Lupe. Ooh, ooh, the vision is clear, no stress, everything sweet like souffle. Allergic to divas, dramas, know it all prima donnas. I'm in the cut, making a plan, had to add one more comma. Not a big talker, keep it black and white like Orca. I'm on the go, doing the most, ooh, cause everyday life gets shorter. The bar's never been so low, I plan to attack. Put the city in shoulders on back. Felt like a sheep, looked up to the goats. Someone followed the rest of the pack. Yeah, everybody got their own problems. Own vision, own bothers. Early bird catches the bag, so I'm up like a jogger. You want that respect? Say less, work harder. Yeah, say less, work smarter. Look, you know I be doing this thing for fun. You know I keeping this shit 100. You know I